greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week in more than 112 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on heavy metals when we come back. You know, under the terms of a contract called the Old Covenant, which was negotiated by Moses, remember, out at Mount Sinai, you and I are entitled to 33 articulable benefits. Benefits such as rain in due season, multiplied gold, silver, herds, flocks, and great wealth. Well, George Bush, our president, said that what Americans want, though, is jobs, jobs, jobs. But that isn't what George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, Moses, or God had in mind when they wrote our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and the Ten Commandments. All of these authorities recognized that real wealth is measured in land, cattle, property, gold, silver, wheat, corn, beans, honey, and oil. It's not measured in jobs, jobs, jobs. And that's because there's no money in employment. The money is in private business. The money is in sales. It's not in public business or jobs, jobs, jobs. That's why I contend that it's time that you and I cash in on our inheritance and learn how to collect those benefits of our old covenant contract in gold and silver, wheat, corn, beans, honey, and oil. That's called property. Instead of credit, debt, usury, inflation, and more worthless paper. Now, if you'd like to learn more about how to do just that, why don't you call for more information on our CD Home School for Adults. And while you're at it, you can order our free General Law CD package. Remember, it doesn't cost anything. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general. It's informative, it's entertaining, it's educational. Best of all, it's free. You can call and order one right now. The number to call, 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website. That's georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email machine and send us an email request for that free General Law CD package. Once more, that's georgegordon.org. Do it right now before you forget. All right, we're talking about heavy metals. There's 9 key heavy metals. There's actually a number of heavy metals that are deleterious to your health. There's 20 of them listed. I'm reading here from the Life Extension Heavy Metal Toxicity, the introduction. I don't know where you can get a copy of this. We just pulled it off the internet. I said, hey, Dirk, go get me some information on heavy metals, and he did. This is called Life Extension. I suppose if you went into a search engine, looked at heavy metals, heavy metal toxicity, they'll print out a number of articles. That's what we did. I started our discussion from the Acres USA magazine. It comes out 12 times a year, once a month. This is the June issue. And I told you about Alzheimer's disease. We're talking about aluminum. Aluminum isn't called a heavy metal. Aluminum is a toxic metal, but it's not one of those that's called a heavy metal. Continuing along that line, though, of aluminum that we were talking about last time, do you suffer from aluminum poisoning? The answer is yes, you do. So last time we finished the program, I said, now there's a thing called coriander. I wanted to hit that a little hotter and heavier because there's a detox program here mentioned in the article. I thought I'd give you that, but there's a second article over here we pulled off the internet called Helium, H-E-L-I-U-M. Now, that's the outfit that puts this out, I believe. Let's see if I'm right. It says, Helium Incorporated, 200 Brickstone Square, Andover, Massachusetts, 01810. Copyright 2002, Helium Incorporated, all rights reserved. And then I got a number of earthlink.net, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's four web pages over here. I won't get into that, but if you wanted more information from Helium Incorporated, 200 Brickstone Square, Andover, Massachusetts, 01810. I suppose if you just typed in Helium in the search engine, H-E-L-I-U-M, you'd probably get their webpage. But listen to this story. Do you suffer from aluminum poisoning? Well, if you suffer from a lack of ability to concentrate or from forgetfulness, depression, fatigue, anxiety or anger management issues, ADHD, that's attention deficit disorder, fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's disease, muscle weakness, breathing disorders, bowel and urinary dysfunction, thyroid dysfunction, heart palpitations, or chronic pain. Do you have an abnormal sensitivity to hot and cold, or an oversensitivity to light, darkness, noise, movement, aromas, or other environmental stimuli? Because if you do, then you may be suffering from aluminum poisoning. Now that's quite a list, wouldn't you say? Now listen to that again. If you suffer from a lack of ability to concentrate, forgetfulness, depression, fatigue, anxiety, or anger management issues, ADHD, fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's disease, muscle weakness, breathing disorders, bowel and urinary dysfunction, thyroid dysfunction, heart palpitations, chronic pain, an abnormal sensitivity to hot and cold temperatures, or an oversensitivity to light, darkness, noise, movement, aromas, or other environmental stimuli. If you do, you're probably suffering from aluminum poisoning. Now, this outfit is concerned about educating people concerning aluminum poisoning. Remember, they're called helium, H-E-L-I-U-M. Now, aluminum is a substance that is not required by any living creatures, and yet it is found in abundance throughout our world and in the products that we use and ingest. Aluminum is not healthy for any life forms. It causes damage to almost all types of living tissue, but has a tendency to accumulate in the brain and bones. Although some companies are now thankfully reducing their usage, aluminum was found and can still be found in many of these products. Products such as baking powder, food colorings, self-rising flour, salt, buffered aspirin, antacids, beverages, especially in aluminum cans, cereal products, many over-the-counter and prescription drugs, tooth whitening toothpaste, antiperspirants, cosmetics, body lotions and creams, shampoos and conditioners, lip balms, soaps, sunscreens, and suntan lotions. So always read the labels on the products that you use. Be aware that salt has not been required to list its ingredients, and yet it contains or may contain aluminum, and yet other products may list aluminum as alum, A-L-U-M, or as a compound such as silicoaluminate. Watch for these, as they may be deceiving you into thinking that you have found a safer solution. Aluminum also passes through the placenta from mother to fetus, so poisoning can occur in a child even before birth does. Using aluminum pots and pans, or cooking and storing food using aluminum foil, increases the amount of aluminum that your body ingests. Also, many city water purification processes use aluminum sulfate to clarify the very water that you drink. Aluminum contamination can even be found in the air that you breathe. This aluminum poisoning of the human system is resulting in very serious health issues, and many people are unaware that the ill health effects that they're suffering from are actually aluminum poisoning. Reducing the aluminum levels in your body can be done in a number of ways. And let's take a look at heavy metal poisoning. They tell you that if you suffer the effects within 1 to 14 days, you have acute metal poisoning. But if it ranges from 15 to 365 days, then that's a minor poisoning. If it occurs from 365 days to the end of your life, then that's called a minor or not to be concerned about poisoning. Now listen, boys and girls, pay attention to this one. This poisoning here isn't something that you suffer from today and it goes away tomorrow. It's not like E. coli poisoning or something like that. It's cumulative. Cumulative. Can you say cumulative, boys and girls? What that means is that the little bit that you take in today causes no adverse reactions whatsoever. None. Hell, you don't even know it's there. You're living your life, everything's going along fine. And you do the same thing tomorrow and next day and next week and next year and the year after that, and you don't notice any ill effects. That's cumulative toxicity. Can you say cumulative toxicity, boys and girls? What that means is that you're slowly poisoning yourself to death, and it's going to come to a head at some point in time, 20, 30, 40 years from now. Now, fortunately, I showed you in the last program, you can get rid of this aluminum toxicity. There's a little program, I'm going to give it to you here, from Acres USA. Now let's go back to Acres now. Remember, we got helium. I'm reading from the article on helium. I want to go back to Acres USA because Acres now, for $5, I mean, hell, the doctor's visit when you go in for Alzheimer's testing, the doctor's visit's going to cost you $75. So instead of going to the doctor, or you can go to the doctor if you want, he'll spend your money any way you want, but I would suggest the $5 for the June 2008 article by Charlie Walters on aluminum. It's on page 30. Aluminum, valued servant and dangerous master. And it's $27 a year if you want to subscribe. But if you're too cheap, fine. Send them $5. Just put $5 in an envelope. And then wrap it in aluminum foil and send it to Acres USA and tell them you want the copy on aluminum, June 2008. And if you want to call them first, the number is 512. That's the area code. It's 512 in Austin, Texas. The number is 892-4400. That's 512-892-4400. Or you can just drop them a line, stick the money in, tell them what you want. It's Post Office Box 91299. That's P.O. Box 91299, Austin, Texas. A-U-S-T-I-N, Texas, T-X. And the zip code down there is 78709. And if you want to get real fancy, you can put -1299. That's zip code 78709-1299. Tell them you want that article on aluminum. Now, they've got a cilantro chelation pesto. Let me give it to you. If you're ready to copy, note this down. This recipe describes gourmet fare, if not a medical miracle. You take 4 cloves of garlic, 1/3 cup of Brazil nuts for selenium, 1/3 cup of sunflower seeds for cysteine, 1/3 cup of pumpkin seed for zinc and magnesium, 2 cups of freshly picked cilantro, 2/3 cup of flaxseed oil, 4 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of dulse powder or sea kelp, That's for the iodine. And ocean minerals, and add sea salt to taste. Then let the blender do its chore. Some folks put the blend into ice cube trays, pending a glorious chew and digestion. Now, Dr. Omura says 2 weeks will see complete detoxification of the body. Moreover, this special pesto will increase the urinary disposal of mercury and lead as well. Revesterol. At this writing, there are 1,017 research articles on the compound called Revesterol. All of them have been done in the past 5 years. Revesterol is sourced from grape skin. That's the skin of a grape. Now, you can't get enough of the stuff by drinking wine, but an attempt is afloat to serve a concentrate. This because test animals and rats running tests promise a marathon performance when Revesterol finds its way into your diet. Nature seems to have a system for making heart disease, cancer, arthritis, and other degenerative diseases go away. And it also cancels a measure of aging. David Sinclair of the Harvard Medical School says he stumbled on the molecule by accident in red wine. The gene is called SIRT1, a tumor-suppressing gene. In terms of a construction sequence, Ethereum, Y-T-T-R-I-U-M, I believe that's pronounced Ethereum, is number 10, aluminum is number 7, and hydrogen is number 4. In other words, aluminum has a role in health, but nature has to preside. This information reasons that aluminum is toxic in excess, but like arsenic, nature's ration in food seems to obey the law of a little bit. SIRT1 gene regulates the ethereum-aluminum concentration connection. Now, let me pause here for a moment and tell you one more little piece to the puzzle. Most of us think in terms of trace minerals as being, you know, like iron, and iron filings go together. So it can just make sense, you know, you get thinking about it. You say, well, you know, if I was short of iron, I'll just go down to my bench grinder, and I'll take a nail, and I'll just grind some nail, and I'll just pick up the metal filings under the bench grinder, stick it in a glass of water, and drink it. All right? And then you could go around and say, well, I've got my iron for the day. Well, let me tell you a little story here. You can drink all those iron filings until the cows come home. They don't do jack diddly squat for your body. It'll pass through your body. I mean, it probably wouldn't hurt you any, but it doesn't do what needs to be done. Now, take the same iron filings and just sprinkle them on the ground in your garden. And the plants, through the process of photosynthesis, they put out a chemical that's called I think it's boric, but that's not it. There's an acid that the plants give off. I'll think of it here in a minute. As soon as my Alzheimer's siege passes, I'll probably think of it. Carbolic, that's what it is. It's called carbolic acid. Not boric, it's called carbolic acid. Anyway, the plant gives this off through the roots, and it dissolves these minerals in the soil. Then it takes it up into the plant, and through the process of photosynthesis, it converts the inorganic iron into organic iron. And your body has to have the organic iron. All right, same thing with arsenic. Arsenic, you know, people say, well, that arsenic, a little bit of it ain't too bad for you. Well, inorganic arsenic is a killer. And then it builds up. It's a heavy metal. It builds up in your fat tissue. This is why when people lose a lot of weight in a hurry, they get sick. They get cancer. something bad, wicked, terrible, awful, or evil happens to them because they overload their bodies with this toxic waste as their bodies are squeezing it out of their fat tissue. So you have to have this iron. You have to have arsenic, cadmium, lead. They're mercury. These are not bodies' trace elements, but a number of them are. A number of these heavy elements are, in fact, trace elements. But the trace element needs to be in the organic form, plant form. So just tuck that one away in your heart. This aluminum is used in your body in its plant form, organic form, but not in its metallic form, its inorganic form, which is the way they put it in your drinking water. So if you think that a little bit in your drinking water, or a little bit in your salt, or a little bit in your underarm deodorant's good for you, you got your head up the wrong end again, Charlie. So wake up and smell the coffee here. Now, going on, this gene called SIRT1 was discovered by this Dr. David Sinclair at the Harvard Medical School. It's okay, boys and girls, he's a real scientist with letters after his name. And, you know, like a lot of guys, he went to college and he got his degree and he discovered something, and God love him. That's all well and good, but now what in the hell is that going to do for you and I down here at the bottom level as bottom feeders, you know, driving truck, putting pipes together? Now there's this dialysis dementia comes to mind. Remember we talked about that last time? That's where they take dialysis people. Your kidneys don't work, so they're going to take you into dialysis 3 times a week. And they discovered that if they use the city water, it kills them. They die in about 3 to 5 days. So after a few of them died, they said, well, this dialysis is a neat trick, but, here's what it is. It's the aluminum in the city water that's killing these people. All right, so you got to use distilled water. Dialysis dementia comes to mind. It is caused by aluminum in the water. Use of fluoridated and aluminum sulfated water in dialysis clinics kills the patients in 3 days. And in the early years of that treatment for renal disease, in non-clinical language, here's what happens. Your hands shake, your speech is difficult, and you basically electrocute yourself and expire within a matter of days. I've just described what we call hurry-up Alzheimer's. Another good line, Charlie. Let me underline that. Hurry up, Alzheimer's. Who knows how many patients are executed with aluminum-coated aspirin? Let's try this one. That routine is simple. You go to your doctor and he asks you, are you still taking 10 aspirins a day, Charlie? An affirmative follows from the patient, at which point the doctor proclaims, well, I'm going to switch you to coated aspirin. Coated. Underline that one, children. Coated. You see, this coated nostrum on aspirin has 49.5 milligrams of aluminum. So the doctor has thus just ordered up 500 milligrams of aluminum a day. Exit the patient. 500 milligrams of aluminum a day. Yep, it's called buffered aspirin. It's time released is what they do. So the next time you see that word time release, you want to avoid that like AIDS, herpes, and VD. Or, you know, like that heartthrob you had, you know, 40 years ago. She's probably got VD. Watch out for her. Now, you need to reduce the amount of aluminum that you ingest. Now, going back here to helium. Does that make sense? You should try to reduce the amount of aluminum that you ingest and also reduce your exposure to this element whenever possible. So if you get this Akers article and you get this helium article, it's going to tell you about 10 or 15 ways that you commonly get aluminum poison. Number one is the drinking water. Stop drinking the drinking water. I don't know how many times I see this crap. They say, oh, don't drink bottled water. you need to get your water from the tap. There isn't any scientific reason why you shouldn't drink tap water. Hell, I can think of 50 good reasons why you ought not to drink tap water, but aluminum in there is one of them. Then the fluoride and the chlorine are two more. Now, you know, it's true that there's a lot of bottled water out there that's just crap. I buy a water that comes from Iceland. It's imported. I like that Perrier water from France. See, the Europeans are more concerned about health than we Americans are. If the Europeans will drink it, it's probably good for you. You know, the French drink wine. That's probably good for you. You got these teetotaling Baptists over here. Oh, God, don't let wine touch your lips. And then those are the people that end up in the rest home, you know, because they don't like that. What does David so such and such say now again? What was his name now? David so somebody here. David Sinclair of the Harvard Medical School. He discovered that this stuff and the grapes of wine. I'll bet you that the people in France don't have near as much Alzheimer's disease as we have here in this country. They drink a lot of wine over there. So I just thought I'd throw that one out. Reduce the amount of aluminum that you ingest and also reduce your exposure to this element whenever possible. You can block its absorption with calcium, magnesium, or iron. So when you take calcium or magnesium tablets, you're blocking the absorption of it. Number three, detoxify your body with a physician-prescribed or pharmacist-recommended program of 200 to 2400 milligrams of malic acid combined with 300 to 600 grams or grains. It just says GR here. I don't know what the hell that is. 600... Oh, gosh, GR, of magnesium for a period of 4 to 8 weeks. Oh, 300 to 600, probably, grains over a period of 6 weeks. Better ask your doctor or pharmacist. I guess I'd have to ask somebody what that GR means there. For a period of 4 to 6 weeks, or 4 to 8 weeks. This is a detox program. You could call these helium people here and ask them. We picked this up. In fact, my wife went out to the health food store the other day and picked up this detox program that we just told you about here from Acres. As of this broadcast, I haven't taken it yet, but we're getting ready to. I think that this cilantro, you just start using cilantro as a spice. The Vietnamese don't have Alzheimer's problem, and they eat a lot of cilantro. And then, you know, maybe every once in a while, just kind of like warming yourself, you know, 3 or 4 times a year, about every 90 days, go ahead and take this Alzheimer's. Hell, it doesn't cost anything. I think my wife told me she spent $12 at the health food store buying this stuff. $12. Yeah, she bought a little of this, a little of that, a little something else. And most of you probably have right there in your kitchen cupboard. Now, there's another little thing we just discovered. You know this baking powder? You know you use baking powder all the time. Well, the other day there was, Rumford baking powder, I think it was, in a little can. She happened to be down at Tim and Jim's, and it says, no aluminum added. Why don't you just look on the can? You know, if the guy is smart enough to put on there no aluminum added, then the guy that's adding aluminum to the baking powder must know what the aluminum does and what it's for. Only a dummy like you and me wouldn't know what the hell the aluminum in the salt was for. It's to make it run free. Listen, we buy that sea salt from France. It's kind of pricey stuff. It's $22 a pound. And you can buy salt cheaper, but we like to buy that. There's some kind of a French brand because it's got a lot of minerals in it. Now, we don't use that for run-of-the-mill stuff. We use it on the table, you know, for putting on your food. Well, anyway, that's salt cakes. So you know what we do? We live here in the Midwest, you know, where it's kind of humid. Unlike California, you know, where you people don't know what water is. Well, out here in the Midwest, we have a lot of water, a lot of humidity. It's right in the air. And hell, it's right on the ground right now. So we got a lot of humidity. So we put some rice. Just take, you know, 10, 15, 20 kernels of rice and stick it in your salt shaker. Then put in the salt, and the rice absorbs the moisture from the salt, and then it pours pretty easy. So, you know, the aluminum's good. I'm not knocking aluminum. I mean, hell, it works. If you want it rains, it pours salt, you know, Morton is the salt to buy. But I just thought I'd point out to you that it's killing you. So you might want to think about that. Put in a little rice instead. Eat foods that are sulfur rich, as these help your body to eliminate aluminum. And some helpful foods are garlic, cabbage, beans, egg yolks, and onions. Well, hell, you can do that. Now, this stuff ought to be raw if possible, you know. I mean, you know, if you can get this raw garlic down, tell you what I do. Garlic is just god-awful stuff. Oh, that stuff is just so gross. Had a gag of maggot. That's why you don't see maggots infesting your garlic cloves. But what I did is I take a clove of garlic. I got it right on the table. Raw garlic. And I whip out my pocket knife, you know. And the one that we use for everything, you know, like scraping cow manure off your pants. Well, I wipe it clean every once in a while. Well, I take that knife, you see, and I cut up the garlic real fine. A clove of garlic right there on the table. Just right in front of me. Then I scoop it off into my hand and I spread it on my salad. And then I put the blue cheese dressing on the salad to kill the taste of all those vitamins and minerals in there. Because it's so gross. And then I can choke it down. I mean, you can eat that salad and it ain't half bad, you know, if you put enough dressing on it and you bury that garlic in the salad over there. Hell, kills the taste of it and you can eat it. I do the same thing with cabbage. Now, beans I like, you know, I don't have any problem with beans. Egg yolk, you know, I like to eat eggs. And onions, yeah, a little onion isn't too bad. Now, if the onion's getting to you, there's an onion called a Vidalia onion. I guess it comes from Vidalia, Georgia, or something like that. There's a town down there in Georgia. I know I pass through it every once in a while. And get not too far from Pensacola, Florida. And they produce what they're called Vidalia onions down there. And those Vidalia onions are pretty mild. And you can probably eat those. You can probably eat those. I wouldn't say I'd eat an onion like I would an apple, but, you know, chop it up pretty fine isn't too rank. Now, our bodies often need help in ridding themselves of the toxins that we ingest. So if you suspect that you may have aluminum poisoning, give your body the help that it may need. Then they've got these sources on here. Now remember, this is the article that comes from Helium. I don't know what the hell that means. I don't have much down here for helium, but you might try www.healingwithnutrition.com. www, that's three W, remember, dot healingwithnutrition.com. And then this helium, H-E-L-I-U-M, that's the article I just gave you. And it's written by Lady Mermaid. Now, I don't know who in the hell Lady Mermaid is, but pretty good article. And it just kind of goes along with this article here from Acres, USA. Now, the Acres article, remember, has got this, a detox in it. And Acres is 512. Here's their phone number again. Acres, 512-892-4400. Now, I'm running a little over time here. I've got to give you a reminder. To satisfy the FCC in South Korea, Brazil, and the Dominican Republic. Along with our own local FCC here in Missouri. That you're listening to the Law Hour and the editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. I'm supposed to tell you this at the 30-minute break, and I'm 6 minutes late, so you could report me to the FCC now if you want. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 112 countries daily over the Internet and by radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals but by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. And the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has our radio log schedule and archives, and it can all be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the Law School and asking for it. The number to call is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. The Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. And we often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse are necessarily going to reciprocate. Keep in mind that most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour and Editorial Review may be hostile. They could be political. Some of them are religious or economic. Sometimes they're sectarian or racial. Sometimes they're ethnic partisans whose viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review. Now, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, the beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or local radio station. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, with that chore out of the way, let me get back here to the subject at hand, which is heavy metals. Heavy metals. There's 20 of them. 9 of them are pretty common. Let me give you a little introduction here to heavy metals. There are 35 metals, 35, so if you're wondering about the number, 35 metals that concern us because of occupational or residential exposure. 23 of these are the heavy elements, are called heavy metals. Antimony, arsenic, bismuth, cadmium, cerium, chromium, cobalt, copper, gallium, gold, iron, lead, manganese, mercury, nickel, platinum, silver, beryllium, thallium, tin, uranium, vanadium, and zinc. Interestingly, small amounts of these elements are common in our environment and diet, and they're actually necessary for food and good health. But large amounts of any of these may cause acute or chronic toxicity. Toxicity, boys and girls, means poisoning. Skull and crossbones. Toxicity. Poisoning. Heavy metal toxicity can result in kidneys, liver, and other vital organs losing their vitality bringing on death. Long-term exposure may result in slowly progressing physical, muscular, and neurological degenerative processes that mimic Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, muscular dystrophy, and multiple sclerosis. Allergies are not uncommon, and repeated long-term contact with some metals or their compounds may even cause cancer. And this comes from the International Occupational Safety and Health Information Center, published in 1999. 10 years old, but it's probably just as true today as it was then. I don't think mercury poisoning has changed much in the last 10 years. Now, the association of symptoms indicative of acute toxicity, remember toxicity now, boys and girls, means poisoning. Acute poisoning. Now, I showed you here in the first half of the program that this toxicity takes many, many forms. And I also told you that if you get poisoned in 1 to 14 days, that's acute. That's serious. That's you got to do something right now. But if it's 14 to 365 days, then that's minor. No, we don't get excited about that. And if it's acute, you know, that is long term. You know, 365 days to the end of your life, which could be 366 days to 70 years. In such cases, we don't even get concerned about it. But as I pointed out, these are cumulative toxins. These metals now are cumulative toxins. They're not here today and gone tomorrow. They're here today and they stay tomorrow. They're with you for the rest of your life. Unless you can chelate them. That's what we're talking about here is chelation. You got to chelate them out of your body. Now that's the good news. Bad news is you've been poisoned, Charlie. Good news is you can get rid of it. And the sooner you get rid of it, the better. Now, I don't know what this aluminum does to your brain over a long period of time. Let's talk about it for a minute. Let's suppose that you've been taking this aluminum into your body, and it's been sitting there for 20, 30 years. You get to be 55 years old, and one day you can't remember where your car's parked. I've had that problem a time or two. I remember I was a young fella, about 30. And I walked out of a convention center in Sacramento, California, to walk three blocks straight ahead, two blocks to the left, where my car was parked. When I got there, it wasn't there. So I looked all around real good, and then I called the police, and the policeman said, "Well, get in the car there, son." And I got in the car, and he drove me around for a while, and he said, "Now, is that your car?" And I said, "There it is, right there." Now, I was 30 years old, and I was already suffering from Alzheimer's disease and didn't know it. And the guy told me, this is a policeman, he said, "Son, it's very common for people, you know." The first thing he asked me, he says, "Are you from Sacramento?" I said, "No, I'm from Eureka, California." He said, "Get in the car." And he got in the car, drove me right to my car. He said, "What happened was, son, you walked into the west entrance and you walked out the east." By God, that Sacramento, I'm telling you, you walk out one door and you look around and up and down the streets and they all look the same. And they got trees, you know, all over town. And they grow a lot of trees there. And I walked three blocks and turned two blocks to the left. By God, my car wasn't there. But now, you know, if you walk out the west door and you walk three blocks and two blocks to the left, your car will be right there. So I just want to point that out to you. So, if that happens to you and you can't find your car, you call the cops in Sacramento, California. They'll ask you what part of town you're, what part of the country you're from. Now, this toxicity builds up over a long period of time. Long period of time. And as it worked on me when I was age 30, now to get to be 55 and you can't remember, it could well be that you have so screwed up the neural connectors in your brain that it's irreversible. I mean, that's permanent. So my gut reaction says, hell, I want to stay as far away from that as I can get. As opposed to the other view says, well, you know, I can sit back and take all I want because as soon as I get to be 55 and can't remember where my car is parked, Then I will take the detoxification program, get rid of all of the aluminum in my brain, and things should go back to where it was when I was 30. Don't count on that. I wouldn't count on that. It might work, but I wouldn't believe it. So I think that it makes a lot of sense for us to avoid these heavy metals. Now, I told you a little earlier here that organic metals is what you're looking for. It's organic iron. It's organic cadmium. Organic, you know, silver and gold and so on. Or arsenic. Arsenic, you know, is a food. Did you know that? Arsenic. It's a trace metal. You need some of it. But you need it in its organic form. And if you get it in its metallic form, you're going to get sick. All right, so I want to clarify that so that you don't run out and say, hey, Gordon said that arsenic's good for you. The association of symptoms indicative of acute toxicity is not difficult to recognize because the symptoms are usually severe, rapid in onset, and associated with a known exposure or ingestion. Cramping, nausea, vomiting, pain, sweating, headaches, difficulty breathing, impaired cognitive, motor, and language skills, mania, convulsions. You know, when you're suffering from convulsions, you know, you've got acute poisoning. Now, the symptoms of toxicity resulting from chronic exposure, impaired cognitive, motor, and language skills, learning difficulties, nervousness, and emotional instability and insomnia, nausea, lethargy, and feeling ill are also easily recognized. However, they are much more difficult to associate with their cause. Symptoms of chronic exposure are very similar to symptoms of other health conditions, and they often develop slowly over months or even years. Sometimes the symptoms of this chronic exposure actually abate from time to time, leading you to believe or leading you to postpone seeking treatment, thinking the symptoms are related to something else. It was just passing. It was, you know, I ate a hamburger last night and I ain't feeling good, and so it passed, and so therefore it must have been food poisoning. Now, there's a thing called aspartame poisoning. Now, this artificial sugar, God, that's a deadly killer, that artificial sugar. That's a story all of and by itself. And oftentimes, you'll be suffering from aspartame poisoning, and you go to the doctor, and he says, oh, no, you got Parkinson's disease. And that's because, you see, if the doctor diagnosed this correctly and said, hey, you got aspartame poisoning, it would be simple enough to just get off of the artificial sweeteners, wouldn't it? Hell, that doesn't cost anything, and there's no money to be made. But if the doctor says, oh my God, you've got Parkinson's disease. Well, now that's a copyrighted trade name. Hell, we can sell a treatment for that. We can make some money. We can make boat payments with Parkinson's disease. So always remember, now your doctor, you know, is an entrepreneur. Your doctor is a businessman. He's a nice guy. He's a wonderful fella. Easy conversationalist, and he has a wonderful bedside manner. He's a con man, pure and simple. Medical doctors are con men. And the better the medical doctor is, the better con man he is. Now, I don't know personally of any medical doctors that know about and then would consciously say to you, well, you've really got aspartame poisoning, but I got a boat payment due, so I'm going to diagnose this as Parkinson's. But I don't personally know of any guy that would do that. But I do know that there's a bunch of them out there doing it because these medical doctors out there all go to college, they got letters after their name, and they're all smarter than I am. Hell, I wouldn't argue with you for a minute over that. If there's a medical doctor in America with letters after his name, hell, that's prima facie evidence that he's smarter than I am. And that just goes to make me even more suspicious of him because, you know, as a lawyer, I sit here and say, well, it's what I would do if I was a medical doctor. I would diagnose it as Parkinson's because that makes boat payments. Aspartame poisoning doesn't pay for jack diddly squat. Quit eating NutraSweet. How much money is in Don't Eat NutraSweet? None. How much money is in Parkinson's treatment? God, buku bucks. Cash cow time. That's why medical doctors don't cure diabetes. Now, we know what causes diabetes, and we know how to cure it. The first thing the doctor wants to do is to get you on insulin, because, boy, once they get you on insulin, they got a cash cow. Pays in spades. Now, here's the definition of a heavy metal. Heavy metals are chemical elements with a specific gravity that's at least five times the specific gravity of water. The specific gravity of water is 1 at 4 degrees centigrade, 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Simply stated, specific gravity is a measure of density of a given amount of a solid substance when it's compared to an equal amount of water. Some well-known toxic metallic elements with a specific gravity that is 5 or more times that of water are arsenic, cadmium, iron, lead, mercury, just to give you a couple of three. Beneficial heavy metals. Now, there's some heavy metals that are really beneficial. In small quantities, certain heavy metals are nutritionally essential for good health. Oh, so we don't want to get you to believe now that these heavy metals are bad for you. They're actually good for you in their organic forms. And some of these are referred to as the trace elements. For example, iron, copper, manganese, and zinc. These elements, or some form of them, are commonly found naturally in foodstuffs, in fruits and vegetables, and in commercially available multivitamin products. The International Occupational Safety and Health Information Center said so in 1999. Diagnostic medical applications include direct injection of gallium during radiological procedures, dosing with chromium in well, I'm going to have to spell this one, P-A-R-E-N-T-E-R-A-L, parenteral nutrition mixtures. Parenteral. That's a new word. Could have just said nutritional mixtures. And the use of lead as a radiation shield around X-ray equipment. Heavy metals are also common in industrial applications, such as in the manufacture of pesticides, batteries, alloys, electroplated metal parts, textile dyes, steel, and so forth. Many of these products are in our homes and actually add to our quality of life when properly used. Yeah, I got a lead battery in my car, starts it up, you know. All right. Now there's some heavy toxic metals. Heavy toxic metals. Heavy metals become toxic when they're not metabolized by the body and they accumulate in your soft tissues. Heavy metals may enter into your human body, or the human body, through food, water, air, or absorption through your skin when they come in contact with humans in agriculture and in manufacturing, pharmaceutical, industrial, or residential settings. So it may be your job that's doing it to you. Now, that doesn't mean you have to quit your job, but it means that if you're in one of those occupations where you may be exposed to lead, mercury, arsenic, cobalt, you know, X-rays. You know, they find that X-ray technicians, over the course of a lifetime, die on average at age 67. Now, the average Joe Sixpack driving truck for Walmart lives to be 75.5. 75 years and 6 months on average. So if you're a young person, you know, you just graduated from high school, you're getting ready for college, and you're thinking about becoming a radiation technician, all right? Well, just knock off 8.5 years from an average lifespan to become a radiation technician, okay? And then, you know, if you wanted to get real fancy about it, you might divide that into your college education. You know, how much less do you spend to become a radiation technician as opposed to becoming a medical doctor who on average died at age 58? So I just thought I'd pass this on now, in case you're thinking about a career. The average medical doctor, allopathic medical doctor in the United States of America, dies at age 58. It's actually age 58 plus some months, but it's 58 years. Now remember, driving truck now, you're going to die on average at age 75.5. 58, 68, 75, that's 17 and a half years short. So you're going to lose 17.5 years as a medical doctor, 8.5 years as a radiation technician. So your occupation that you select now, the profession that you're thinking about pursuing, will like as not determine how long you're going to live. You know, it used to be if you want to be a coal miner, pays good, but, you know, lifespans are short, and death is hard from emphysema. So, you know, then somebody woke up and said, hey, maybe we ought to wear respirators in the mine, maybe we ought to, you know, cool down this coal dust. They water it down now. And now you find out that coal mining doesn't pay as well, and you live longer. You know, it's the way life is. So getting back here to the heavy toxic metals again. Ingestion is the most common route of exposure in children. Children may develop toxic levels from the normal hand-to-mouth activity of small children who come in contact with contaminated soil or by actually eating objects that are not food, such as dirt or paint chips. Less common routes of exposure are during a radiological procedure, from inappropriate dosing or monitoring during intravenous. Oh. Parenteral, or whatever that word was, I didn't know. That means intravenous nutrition. Look at that. Here they explain it. Now listen, intravenous, I would have known that. See, parenteral. See, only a doctor would know parenteral. So intravenous nutrition from a broken thermometer and so on, or from a suicide or homicide attempt. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess if you were, yeah, I suppose, you know, if you were trying to commit suicide or homicide, you might use heavy metals. It's not normal. But arsenic poisoning, that's the way they killed Napoleon, you know, the British, you know, they saw this Napoleon guy as a threat to him, so they said, well, we need to get rid of him. So they dug him up not too long back, or a few years back, and they took some hair samples and found out he died from arsenic poisoning. Hey, I'm about out of time here, boys and girls. I'm going to have to leave it right there. We're talking about heavy metals here. So be sure to tune in next time. We'll be talking about heavy metals again and how to get rid of them. That's the main thing. Hey, you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 112 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about The Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. Now, The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals but by prearrangement. All of these law or programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the Law School at 417-273-4967. Your time's up. I've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station. God willing, of course. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody. And good night, friends.